Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Sunday, May 5th, 2013. Today he is talking about consciousness, energy, and how it was created with limitless possibilities for spiritual evolution. Assistance of a very wise and technologically advanced order is now available to help you. As spring turns to summer in the Northern Hemisphere, the new energies are blossoming enthusiastically all over the world. And there are now very few among the way-showers and light-bearers who remain unaware of the upliftment that they are providing. Your mood swings may be greater as the stuff you need to address and release comes up more insistently for your attention, but you are mostly finding that it also clears much more quickly and easily, and you do not get stuck in anger, fear, or anxiety to the same extent as you did before the great energy shift of last December. All that exists is conscious energy, and the basis of all energy is love, from which all was created. Depending on its stage of evolution, the consciousness of an energy field varies from almost insensate at the most basic level of matter, as you perceive it in the physical world, to infinite, a vast field in which numerous possibilities for evolution are present and perpetually developing. There is nothing within creation that is completely insensate. Everything that exists evolves to enjoy and avail of the fantastic creative potential with which it was created. Anything a human can imagine is possible, and far, far more besides, because God in his glory is limitless, and his creation is utterly abundant. In your physical environment, you have had access to and used energy in many forms, and because of your lack of wisdom and compassion, aspects of love, much damage has resulted as abusive practices were encouraged and engaged in for short-term gain. However, with the energy shift that came into effect late last year, your collective wisdom and compassion are growing, along with the intelligence to develop and use the vast array of energy sources that cause absolutely no collateral damage and which will enable you to heal yourselves and the planet which supports you so admirably. Assistance of a very wise and technologically advanced order is now available to help you bring the planet, with her multitude of integrated, interdependent infrastructural systems, back into a state of harmony and balance. The new energies that now envelop you are, in fact, a far more spiritually evolved aspect of yourselves, into which you have grown because it was your collective intention to do so. They have given you a great boost in awareness which can be recognized as the explosive growth in newly available information that was previously kept hidden by a small group of very intelligent people who arrogantly believed that they alone had the right to control and direct all activities on your planet. They have been disabused of this fallacious and dangerous belief, and their ability to cling to power and control is dissipating rapidly. New groups of intelligent, wise, compassionate, and loving individuals are forming all across the world and are making contact with one another, sharing ideas and producing marvelous plans that will enable you to achieve the state of harmony and balance on Earth that you so desperately and deservedly desire. The new age is blossoming as spring changes to summer, and the climactic changes that have so worried those who have been studying them will usher in an epoch of more balanced and less extreme seasonal changes for the benefit of all. This is a time of great opportunity when humanity's collective intent, ably assisted by the intent of those from other realms of consciousness, is going to permanently alter the attitudes and behaviors that have caused so much pain and suffering over the eons, as misconceived plans and stratagems to conquer and control others have been followed with sadly misplaced vigor and enthusiasm in almost every corner of the world. The reasons used to justify these activities have been just as misguided, because in your ignorance you built and used narrow and inflexible ideologies, political, scientific, philosophical, sociological, and religious, in which you firmly and unquestionably believed, despite the fact that these dogmas were frequently unconscionable. They were, nevertheless, enforced, often ruthlessly, in order to crush and maintain control over those you disliked. Now inclusiveness and the acceptance of the rights and dignity of all are replacing these insane ideologies. the vast majority of humanity now intends to live peacefully and harmoniously, honoring each other's ethnicities and cultures, and embracing these differences as prospects for developing cooperative creative ventures which will benefit all of humanity. And this intent is being achieved. When you take time out during the day to focus on discarding any aspects of yourselves that are not in alignment with the divine field of love in which you are enveloped, remember also to hold the intent for humanity's awakening very firmly in your minds, because by doing so, you are making it happen. With so very much love, Saul.